In your film, you said you realized after a long time that you have an own personal reason to be drawn to this.
Yeah, it's been a process because I started working on women's issues, and I always was very like outraged about violence against women or injustices against women. Always, all my life. And then when I became a journalist, I really focused on that issue, and I wrote a lot about that. And then I started working on documentaries, and it was still my issue. It was like I was obsessed with this issue, but obsessed, or also the issue follow me, or I was following it. And I would go around the world telling people, you have to tell me your story, because by telling me your story, by opening up, and we can solve this issue. We're gonna fight this issue. By people like you and you and you, please do it. I will treat it with utmost respect, but we have to speak up. And then what happened is that at one point, after I would say over 20 years of doing this, 20 years, imagine, I realized that something had happened. There was a root for this kind of obsession or kind of passion, and that there was something in my life that was pushing me, and I kept it in a closet, you know. I just didn't want to look into it because I thought it was unimportant. And this is the most important thing, I think, that the movie, the message of the movie, that it's not about how important or how big or how violent, that it's not about the degree of violence or the degree of the transgression that was done to you. It's more about the impact that it had on you, and it's more about whether you were able to process it, whether you were able to heal from it, or and then maybe even help others and help yourself, because that's the most important thing. I mean, in the end, I decided, after working on this issue for so much, I decided that I needed, there were something happened while doing this film that I felt I have to tell my own story, and I didn't want to. I was fighting with it, and I had to go to therapy. I went to therapy for 2, 3 years to help me really deal with it, because I didn't want to put my story in the film just because, oh, it's convenient or it works for the film. I really want it to be true to the cause, to the stories. I'm doing all this work, and I really do it not as a filmmaker, you know, quote unquote. I do it also because I'm an advocate, and I believe in fighting and eradicating sexual violence against women. So then, but I felt that I needed to do it. I needed for fairness, for justice with all the other women that I was interviewing, I needed to say, hey, me too, you know. And that was, it's funny, because that was in, we released the film in 2016. That was a year before the Me Too movement started. But I felt the need to have to say me too and come out with my own truth, you know.